Hi, welcome to an update on what's hot today, first day of the Edinburgh Fringe. And so out on the Royal Mile, Monkey Dance is the most prominent team, letting us know exactly what they'll be doing and seducing us with their wonderful costumes and flags for their show that opens in C venues. A great flying technique that I just was availed of was someone who has come to the Fringe just because of the physical theatre inspiration that Barney Duncan and his partner in Different Party has given to his life. And after seeing this show in 2014, he totally changed his life and took up clowning. And the show that made all the difference to this man, Different Party, that's on at Assembly Roxy, the Roxburgh Place, all through the Fringe at 8:30. And the music on the Royal Mile isn't allowed to be amplified at the moment, so some of the performers are using their acoustic voice as best they can and bringing in the crowds in spite of the rain. And Edinburgh International Festival is also doing lots of business in spite of the traffic from the tattoo at the moment. There's a great interest there for lots of the shows, including Zinni Harris's new show that's going to be performed. Now, one of the flyers that I've had five of at the moment, so having a very, very strong team, is a comedy show, The Thinking Drinkers, performing the history of alcohol. And you get five free drinks. This is at the Underbelly, where I've just walked away from now. There's a wonderful labyrinth you can have a wander of there too, that talks about the history of labyrinths to clear the mind, which is quite a good opportunity with all this choice around. The history of the labyrinth they describe goes back around 4,000 years, so that's something to check out. So Underbelly, as the beer gardens go at the moment, is definitely kicking the most, with Ostentatious performing there, and also Shitface Shakespeare, apologies for the swearing, but that's the name, where one of the cast gets completely drunk and then they perform Shakespeare. So far that's all the shows that are very much here to show us what we can see, and very much connecting with the crowds today on the Royal Mile, a very rainy day. And one surprise, a star from TV, Sean, the guy from the Storage Wars. If you like your daytime TV, then you'll know him. Sean Brandon Kelly is going to do some stand-up, and I can't wait to try that and to see if he is engaging in real life as he is on television. So whatever you're doing, and whether you'll get to the Fringe this year or whether you'll follow some of my updates and enjoy it on the television as well, and some of the newspaper cuttings that will come with it, hope you have a really great week ahead, and more gossip soon.